Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you are with us. I'm going to be joined by Kathleen Marquette. She's with the American Policy Center, Tom DeWeese and the American Policy Center. There is, something going on here in Tennessee, and we've known about it now for several months. It's causing the price of farmland to skyrocket, and it's just a few miles from me, and it happens to be an area that my family is from. I'm talking about my parents, my grandparents, my great-grandparents. I'm talking about family that, you know, this is where I grew up, going to Brownsville, Tennessee area to go to the farm, then owned by my grandparents, that was originally that of my great-grandfather. You know, this is a guy who, if I remember correctly, bought one piece of land back in 1917, had the farm, I think, before that, another piece of land before that. So you're talking about something where our family goes back well over 100 years. And so as far as farming and being involved in farming and being entrepreneurs in that manner. And so this morning when I read an article about this venture that's taking place here in Tennessee that could be an example to people around the country, it caught my attention because many people are seeing this as a positive thing. It is causing land per acre to go quite high. People are, realtors that I talk to in the area are telling me about business people going out there and looking for land to buy, to build apartment buildings, to build restaurants, to build hotels, because there's about to be a big, big facility built out there, and you're going to hear about it. We're also going to talk about a brand new article written by Leo Holman called Globalist Death Cult. Globalist Death Cult launches all-out war on the essential elements of life. I'll play a little bit of that. That's an article by my friend Leo Holman, but it's also a video. What sparked it is a video put out by my friend Mike Adams of Natural News. I want to play a little bit of that because there does seem to be this all-out war on our food supply. Again, this is not something I'm shocked by because I warned about this in my Sunday night series for, what, 8 Sunday nights last year? The Great Collapse is necessary for the Great Reset. So I'm not shocked by this at all. But again, shows you that they are deliberately creating, I think, a food crisis, grabbing up our farmland. Don't forget about 30 by 30. The goal of the government, tied back to Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, to take 30% of the farmland in America and capture it and put it in conservation, basically. 30% gone. And they're driving the farmers out of business on purpose so they can swoop in and buy up their farmland. And much of the protests you've seen in the Netherlands and whatnot, that's coming here. As they tell the farmers, you've now got to cut your herd by 50%. Well, a lot of them can't make a living if they do that. So this is all coming to America, and we're going to try to get our arms around a little bit of it today and understand it. But before we do, I also have a big announcement for you today, and that is we have established a new phone number because I know a lot of you don't like to order over the Internet, and I get that. For those that don't, we want to try to have an alternative. So if you want to get a pen and paper, I have a new phone number for you, but I'm going to be very strict about this, okay? I want you to listen. I don't want you to hear what you want to hear. I want you to hear what I'm actually saying, okay? Because there's about 1% of any given audience that does whatever they want to do, not what they've been asked to do, okay? So don't make me regret. It's kind of like the offering the free books or at our cost. After I do that, eventually, because of about 1%, I regret it. Because as soon as they take the order, we gave you the wrong address. And then they want us to go back into the data system and correct their address they got wrong, which means we have to pay someone $20 an hour to go do that, $15, $20 an hour to do that. Well, at that point, it's like, why did we do this? We've got so many errors here. Or they order a book and then they start blowing our phone up, and some people get rude because they don't have their book in 14 days, even though it clearly states on the website it can take several days due to the volume and we ship media mail. And then after you try to do something good, you know the old saying, no good deed goes unpunished? After you try to do something for people and offer them a book at our cost, the way some people behave, and literally one guy last week leaving a voicemail for my wife using four-letter words, you're like, why do we even bother to do nice things? So this is not to 99.9% of the audience. And my guess is also a lot of these people don't listen to VCY, so it's not VCY America people. We have grown, and we're thankful for that. And we have grown into a market that has traditionally been a market we haven't gone into. And I know we're talking to a lot of people that maybe don't agree with us theologically, doctrinally, but they appreciate a lot of things we say. And again, they're welcome. We're glad they're here. So I think some of the problems that we've seen have come from is not from the alumni that we've had for years and years and years. It's a new audience that's just trying to figure out who we are, but they like what we're saying. But what I'm trying to say again is don't, if you're one of those people, listen carefully, because this phone number is a phone number for a specific reason, okay? This phone number is only for those of you wanting to order some resources like emergency food supplies, order tickets to the Ozarks, or if you're saying, I'd like to contribute to what you do through your foundation, but I don't want to do any of this online. We're getting people saying that, okay? So this number is only for orders, emergency food supply, ordering Ozarks tickets coming up in the middle of October, or if you'd like to make a contribution to our foundation and you don't want to do this online. If you're the kind of person that says, I don't even have online, I don't do online, or I don't want to do things online, I understand. We want to try to make that available to you, so we're going to do that. But what this is not is a number to call and ask questions. The person answering this phone will not be able to answer your questions beyond those three things that the phone is for. That lovely job falls on my wife, Melissa. So that number's on our website. That's the number where you can text her, call, leave messages. But the best way is text, because she can help the most people. Because she appreciates the fact that people want to talk, they want to visit. But some calls go 30 minutes to an hour, and she loves hearing about your life and everything else. But she can help 8 people in a day if everybody takes an hour. So she can't do that. With the volume of calls and people she's trying to help. So text is the best way with her, and that number's on our website. But the number, like if you're saying, I'd like to order tickets, but I want to do it over the phone for the Ozarks. I'd like to order some emergency freeze-dried food, but I want to do it over the phone. I'd like to make a contribution, but I'd like to do it over the phone. Okay, this number is for that only, not for questions or inquiries. Or, hey, I've got an invention I want Brandon to take to Mike Lindell. That's not what this number is for. So don't be offended if you get scolded and the call's terminated. That's not what this phone number's for, okay? So with that being said, for our good long-term alumni who we always want to try to help and serve, this is really who I'm doing it for. And everybody else is new, you're welcome as well, but just abide by the rules. All right, here we go. 901-468-9357. You can also text at that number. 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. So if you are looking to say, I like to order tickets to the Ozarks, but I don't do it online, I don't like to order online, I don't even have a computer. I know that's some of you, and I don't blame you. There are many days I wish I didn't own a computer. Or you have the desire to order freeze-dried food or whatever like that. This is an order line only, okay? 901-468-9357, and someone will generally answer unless they're on the phone. And you can also text and leave your number and they'll call you back. 901-468-9357. All right? Otherwise, questions about the Ozarks, questions about this, questions about that, that goes to my wife's number, which is on our website at worldview, or WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. All right, joining me now is Kathleen Marquette. Kathleen, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you're a Tennessean. I'm in Tennessee. You're in Tennessee. I love Tennessee, but like many states, I'm concerned about where Tennessee is going, and I think you join me in that, don't you?
Absolutely. I'm from Montana, and they're having the same issues in spades back there, and they're going really after the water back there, too. So we're in the same fight.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you have this brand new article over at AmericanPolicy.org, AmericanPolicy.org, and it starts out, Tennessee is being overwhelmed by global public-private partnerships that are pretending to be green, while in truth they're damaging to the environment, and their real purpose is to redistribute middle-class wealth. Earlier this year, local activists in Tennessee, along with Mississippi and Arkansas, fought off the global public-private partnerships, known as the GPPP, of what is called Region Smart Development District, that would cast a net of control over portions of three states. Now we're looking at another big global public-private partnership incursion into the volunteer state, Tennessee. Ford announced that it's building 3,600-acre campuses called cities that will be, quote, the home of 6,000 new jobs and will be total carbon neutral by the start of production, end quote. Now, this here, as you can imagine, being Cotterville, Germantown, outside of Memphis, has been big news. 6,000 new jobs. And, of course, this could provide for hotels because people come in to be trained and they need somewhere to stay. You'll have vendors coming in to meet. They'll have somewhere they need to stay. They'll have somewhere they'll need to eat. So hotels, restaurants. Now housing. Now apartments, condos, homes. So this has been, you know, a really well-promoted big idea. As I've talked to realtors, as I said, there are investors, entrepreneurs coming out to that part of Haywood County, where my parents were born and raised, my grandparents, my great-grandparents, and they're buying up land in Haywood County to build those businesses. So in some ways, this has been a good thing, but then we find out what Ford is going to be doing, and that's where you come in. Tell us about Blue Oval City, as it's called, because this is not just going to be in Tennessee. This is something that other people around the country should be concerned about as well. Correct, Kathleen?
Oh, yes, and not just being Ford, but the Blue Oval City, it's fascinating, really. They're going to have a battery production for their electric vehicles, and the line that you read, that the plant will be total carbon neutral by the start of production. How do you get carbon neutral out of something when you have to dig rare earth minerals over in Africa and having poor children doing that, and all those minerals are not going to be producing carbon neutral stuff? And to make these batteries, it's like the cars. They run on these batteries, and nobody understands to charge those batteries. You got to have carbon power, or you're not going to have those batteries charged. It's the whole thing with the Blue Oval Cities is crazy. Think about it: 6,000 new jobs, and they're making a city. They're putting people into this city. How many will be local people hired? Your guess is good as mine. I doubt, unless they're giving just on jobs to the local people, they'll be bringing their own people in. But a bigger, there's two big issues here. One,
Hold right there. We'll get to the two big issues on the other side of the break. Kathleen Marquette, she is with AmericanPolicy.org. That is our buddy Tom DeWeese's organization. Don't go away. You're going to want to hear this.
The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Tickets are now available, and just like last year, it will sell out this year as well. We only have seating for 1,000 people. Filled up last year in 2021, and 2022 is sure to do the same. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Join us for the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. The resort is right on the water. It's all inclusive. You come there and you stay and your meals are there and you register for our conference. And we have a great lineup this year. Keynote speakers in person will include Dr. Peter McCullough, internist and cardiologist, an expert on pandemics and bioweapons. We'll have with us CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, expert on technocracy and globalism, Annie Cyrus, born in Iran and an expert on the Middle East, Dr. Lee Merritt, former military surgeon and expert on bioweapons, Dr. Andy Woods, pastor, lawyer, and also expert on Bible prophecy, Terry Turchi, former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, author and journalist, an expert on illegal immigration and the border crisis, Leo Holman, Karen Kingston, she is a bioweapons analyst. This is the incredible lineup. There's also the option of the Thursday night banquet concert, and then also the luncheon on Saturday, the WVW Foundation luncheon on Saturday. Now, these things on Thursday night and the luncheon on Saturday are optional. You don't have to attend those if you don't want to, but you can. And you can get your tickets along with your general seating or your priority seating tickets for the conference itself at WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there, WVWTVstore.com. Be sure to call the resort. Use that promo code WRLD, or just say Worldview Weekend, or the code WRLD, and you will get the weekend rate when you book your room reservations at the Tantara Margaritaville Resort, right there on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, 1,150 miles of shoreline, rolling hills of the Ozarks. It's gorgeous. So don't delay. It will sell out. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone, you can call Melissa and or text her at 901-825-0652. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone. Otherwise, WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, website worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Yes, the Ozarks Conference is the middle of October. October 14th is when it officially starts. The Thursday night banquet concert is Thursday night, obviously. Friday night it starts at 6 p.m., 6 p.m. Central Time. I'll have more times and times set up on this website this week because some are asking for that, and I guess I neglected to put times. Silly me. I'll get that done. 6 p.m. Central Time, Friday night, October 14th, however, is when it starts. Full details at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. All right. Joining me now is Kathleen Marquette of AmericanPolicy.org, AmericanPolicy.org. We're talking about the Blue Oval City, as it's being called, coming to Haywood County, which, again, is where my parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, our family history is out there for well over 100 years now. And traditionally farmers and farming soybeans and cotton. And, of course, as you state in your article, this is of course, where this is going, right in prime area for growing soybeans and cotton, Kathleen.
Yes. By the way, my last name is Marquette.
Marquette. Okay, thank you.
Marquette. But, yes, that is, I was going to talk about you about two big issues. This is the first one is farmland. What you're seeing happening in this country in the last decade is the amount of farmland that is either being bought up by the Bill Gates or the Chinese, or
yes,
that is being taken away for the pipeline that I'm sure you know about that Tom is written a lot about and spoken about, the pipeline to sequester carbon underneath the earth, and they're going to be taking it a lot of farmland away. And yet we're hearing every day that we're facing major food shortages. I mean, this should make people wake up and understand that this is part of the plan to take away farmland, to take away production of food in this country, because the Green New Deal, Agenda 21, all need to reduce the population. And what a great way to reduce the population is to starve us, and that's part of it. The other big issue I was going to say about this thing is it's going to be a smart city that they're building, and everybody who lives there is going to be under total control. So there's so many issues that are involved in this.
Wow. You write here, I'm just going to quote from the article at AmericanPolicy.org. You cite that it's going to be interesting. Let's start with the total carbon neutrality. So all the harmful effects from electric vehicle production occurs before the materials enter Blue Oval City. Yes, let's let the other countries deal with the carbon issue and the issue of human rights abuses and environmental degradation associated with the mining of the minerals and other minerals necessary for EV batteries, electric vehicle batteries. Now, let's look closer to home. 3,600 acres. I'm guessing that those acres are not in brown fields. Nope, according to Delta Farm Press, which, by the way, is why my dog is named Delta. She's named for this rich farmland here in the South, Delta. Delta Farm Press, the Ford plant will occupy, quote, a large footprint in the heart of Tennessee's row crop production area. Haywood County produces more cotton than any other county in the state and is near the top of the list for soybeans and corn. Forgive me for being so petty, but right now with the decimation of farm and ranch lands, with the food production plants being burned to the ground across America, I think we Tennesseans will have a hard enough time purchasing food. I, for one, can't afford, even if I wanted to, purchase an electric vehicle. The Delta Farm Press article also made another good point. Quote, will Ford's claims that the new plant will be carbon neutral, powered by local renewable energy, mean more cropland converted to solar farms? Question mark, just asking. Wow, talk to me about that, please, Kathleen.
Well, we're looking at that. They keep bragging about carbon neutral, but the green energy is so non-carbon neutral. The only carbon neutral thing about it is that it doesn't work most of the time, and we're going to be freezing or boiling hot. Local renewable energy, if you put up windmills, you put up solar things, that is the solar. The windmills are killing a lot of birds, and they have to have wind, and the wind isn't blowing all the time. The sun isn't even shining every day. There's a lot of cloudy days, especially here in Tennessee. So you have to have backup power. Then what are they going to do? Are we going to shut down when we don't have those? But they're also very destructive means of power, very expensive. It's like my title of my article, it's a boondoggle.
So who's benefiting at the end of the day here? It's always followed the money. So who's making the money doing this?
Well, there's two groups making the money. The politicians are making the money who approve of these things. They get paid a lot of money by all these people who want to come in. And the other end is Ford and the companies that come in. They get tax breaks. I think one of the things that people should look at, an easy thing to look at, is what happened in the Kelo case when the Supreme Court basically said that we don't have the right to private property. A pharmaceutical was moving into New Haven. No, it wasn't New Haven. Another county in Rhode Island.
And Rhode Island?
Pardon?
Rhode Island, you said?
yeah, I believe, and they took people's property. The Kelo case, it was about Suzette Kelo, who wanted to save her little pink house because she lived in it, but Pfizer, I believe, was going to build their big plant there, their big offices. There was going to be, like they say in this article, hotels, shopping, restaurants. They're going to do all that. And so the city literally took these people's land by eminent domain, even though eminent domain had nothing to do with it because it wasn't for hospitals, roads, schools. It was basically stealing their land and giving it to this big company and giving them major tax breaks and everything. And then what happened? Pfizer pulls out. The city loses. But where does the city get its money? It's all the money that the taxpayers put in. The only people that lose are the taxpayers and all the people that lost their homes in this thing. And this is exactly the kind of boondoggle here. But what is really important to me is the farmland, the land that we would be growing food on to serve our people that's going to be decimated. I mean, I forget how many acres this thing.
3,600. 3,600 acres is what I'm reading.
Right. 6 square miles is going to be torn up. I mean, remember when the Greens used to fight paving over our green areas for parking lots? Well, now they're paving it over for cities and things that aren't going to really function. So, they will function for those that want to control all the people. But
here's a great quote here in the article. You say, Maurice Strong, of course, we remember Maurice Strong. He was the head of the Earth Summit in Rio in 1992 said, isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrialized civilizations collapse? Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about? Maurice Strong, as you write, is a forerunner of George Soros, is the global poobah of environmentalism and the New World Order, said, quote, current lifestyles and consumption patterns of the affluent middle class involving high meat intake, consumption of large amounts of frozen and convenience foods, ownership of motor vehicles, golf courses, small electric appliances, home and workplace air conditioning, and suburban housing are not sustainable, end quote. Man, he was way ahead of his time, wasn't he? Because now we're seeing in California, they're basically, I was just getting ready for my newscast for tonight, the Worldview Report, and I'm reporting on legislation in California that they're working that if you want a new car, you are going to be forced to buy an electric new car. No more fossil fuel, combustionable engine. If you want a new car in California, they're working on legislation. It has to be an electric car. You're aware of that, aren't you, Kathleen?
Yes, by 1935, we in Tennessee are going to produce those batteries for those electric cars, but California is shutting down so much other power, they're not going to be able to power those batteries. And just recently they had a heat spell, and they told all the people driving electric cars, please don't plug in your electric cars. We're having a power shortage. Now, start putting that one and one together, and maybe some people will come up with the two, because it doesn't make sense.
Isn't this, at the end of the day, as you say, a boondoggle? But it's really about using, you know, stealing money from the Treasury, because we're getting to a lot of this money that's, you know, credits, like you're saying, Pete Buttigieg here. But this is about stealing government money for a scam. It's about carbon credits, which is a scam. So the Federal Reserve, you know, that's been a scam since 1913. Now they're going to have carbon credits and global taxation through carbon credits and forcing people to buy carbon credits into things. So this is a big scam to enrich a small group of people, steal from the Treasury, and at the same time destroy capitalism, the free market system, and our farming. I mean, all of this accomplishes a lot of their objectives for the Great Reset, does it not, Kathleen?
Absolutely, and they're going for they're trying to reach there early. And people need to understand this is all about redistributing middle-class wealth so that we will become poor. And they keep you know, in all of the sustainable development things, they want to take care of everybody, especially the poorest. But what they're, if you watch all over the world, what they're doing to the poor is killing them off, whether it's with vaccines,
yes,
or not letting them have clean water. And, you know, they didn't want to industrialize all those countries. They're killing because they have to reduce the population by 90% so they can control the remaining less than 10% that they're going to have. And this is what they've been saying all along, and people don't want to face it. I don't know.
Well, there was a so-called scientist I quoted in one of my books years ago talking about how a good Ebola would be great to wipe out 90% of the Earth's population, and the guy actually got an award. He got a prestigious science award, and yet he's talking about killing off 90% of the Earth's population with Ebola.
Oh, and Prince Charles saying, I'd like to come back in my next life as a virus to wipe out humans. I mean, these people are all revered by some group of people in this world, but what they've done is downgraded our education so bad that people don't use their brains to realize what all these things are doing. And they always tell us what they're going to do. In California, last year they tried to ban dust at cement factories. Dust. And that's in the.
Wait a minute. Did you say they tried? Did you say they tried to ban dust?
Dust in the cement factory.
Okay, hold on. We'll get to that. Ban dust. That's like banning sunlight. Are you kidding me? All right, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and we have just received a new shipment of freeze-dried food, and we have a new website where you can purchase it. It's www.tvstore.com. That's the new website. www.tvstore.com. Again, WVW as in Worldview Weekend, WVWTVstore.com. It has a 25-year shelf life. All the details are there. 2,000 calories a day. Great description of exactly each entree, what you're getting. We have the 2-week plan. We have the 4-week plan. We have the 3-month plan, 6-month plan. And many of you have asked for a plan that's 1 year, a 1-year food supply. That's what I have. And many of you have asked for that. We added it. It's all available now at WVWTVstore.com. Now, I do want to tell you, on some of it, we're eating some of the cost of the shipping. In other words, we're not charging you for some of these plans, what the shipping actually cost us. We're going to go ahead and eat the cost of some of the shipping. And if you want to know why shipping is expensive, well, for like the 1-year plan, that's a lot of buckets. That's a lot of weight. So again, you need to know that we're not charging you what the full price of the shipping is, because again, we're trying to be reasonable here. Look, we want to offer you this service. We appreciate your buying it from us. It's a big part of our general operating budget. We know you could buy it somewhere else, but when you buy it from us, you're also helping to support WVW Broadcast Network. Now, again, as we get into the fall, there's talk of pandemics and rolling blackouts and World War III and all the things that are going on in this world. The demand for freeze-dried food is going back up. We've actually had times and periods where the company says to us, we can't provide you with anything for right now. You're going to have to wait a few weeks. In some cases, they've even said a few months. We had to flip to another company because the company we were originally with stopped making it available to us as a distributor for months. So we have a great company we're working with. We appreciate them. We're getting shipments. But folks, when the demand kicks in, we can't guarantee you we can get it. If we can't get it, we can't offer it to you. So I would urge you to order while we can get it to you. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there. If you prefer to order over the phone, you can call 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also text Melissa at that number and give her your name and your number and say, hey, call me when you can. She's swamped, folks. So be patient with her. She's absolutely swamped. But you can text her at 901-825-0652 or call her. Better to text her if you can, and then she'll call you as soon as she's able to. 901-825-0652. Otherwise, place your order at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. while we have it and while we can ship it to you. Thank you.
Welcome back. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. My guest is Kathleen with AmericanPolicy.org. AmericanPolicy.org. She has a brand new article up there entitled Blue Ovals and Infrastructure Boondoggles are Targeting Tennessee. But, of course, folks, it's also targeting other places as well. So we're just using this as one of many, many examples. Let me come back to what you just said. Did you say they tried to pass ordinances or a law or something to ban dust, as in D-U-S-T, dust, from a cement plant?
Yes, and if you read the Global Biodiversity book, it's a 7-pound book that they tell you how they're going to achieve sustainable development. It tells you dust will not be allowed. So no dust when farmers till their land. No dust when cows and horses are being raised. No dust. So it makes sense. But that one in California on cement didn't pass this time. But
didn't
as you
pass
know,
this time.
They always come up again in another version.
Yeah, absolutely. You write in your article, U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg announced an award of $64 million for 3 Tennessee infrastructure projects from the Rebuilding American Infrastructure with Sustainability and Equity program. You say, in my humble opinion, I think this should be the RAISE program, as it's helping the global elite in the New World Order destroy America. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, the RAISE, R-A-I-S-E, and you said it should be RAISE, R-A-Z-E, because they're raising, you know, they're scraping everything down here. The RAISE program was made, quote, to help urban and rural communities move forward on projects that modernize roads, bridges, transit, rail, and ports, and intermodal transportation, and make our transportation system safer, more accessible, more affordable, and more sustainable, end quote. You write, first, look at the complete streets and international traffic signals, traffic signal coordination project that has invading nearly community in the nation. What are the complete streets projects? Let me quote from the American Policy Center's activist handbook. Quote, Heartland 2050 includes the program called the Complete Street. That is an edict that cars must share the road with bicycles. It calls for traffic calming, which means large speed bumps placed in the center of residential streets that make driving very unpleasant experience planned. In addition, there are traffic circles that are a menace to emergency equipment as well as the normal driver. Now, by the way, I've run into a lot of these lately. More and more of these large speed bumps in residential areas and more of these circles, particularly on new interstates and new roads being put in, these really weird, weird circles that you get into, and they're hard to figure out where you're supposed to be going and what's happening. That seems new to me for the parts of the country I move around in. Across the nation, through smart growth plans, communities are now building residential apartment buildings without parking. It's all designed to discourage interest in driving so that residents use bikes for short trips or public transportation, including light rail trains, end quote. You go on to say one of the leaders of this project said, quote, what we are trying to do is see equity of public space. When you build your streets for cars, you're actually building in the expectation that people are going to have cars, end quote. So if you stop having streets, obviously people will stop wanting cars. I've also read where they're planning on certain places where interstates will not be accessible to cars, let's say, on Sundays, that are fossil fuel cars. Sundays will only be for electric vehicles. So basically, all gasoline cars will be outlawed one day a week. Are you reading this too?
Absolutely. But that in Germany now, no trucks can drive on the Autobahn on Sundays, and that's been for several years at least. They, you know what, they use incrementalism. They just keep cutting away and cutting away so people don't see. But this thing about using bikes for short trips and they want equity. Hello, how many people are going to go to Home Depot on a bicycle to pick up your lumber and things? How many people in Tennessee are going to walk or bike just about we don't have the kind of streets that they have in Munich, Germany, or San Francisco or New York. And let's not go in the San Francisco streets because they allow people to poop there. But what we're seeing is people don't understand. Yes, we have cars. Cars are wonderful. They get us places. They are sturdy. And gas and oil are natural resources. They're not things that we have to make like the Greens always used to complain that we need to only use natural resources. Well, here we're trying to use them, and now they're fighting us on it. So you have to start asking, what do they really want? They really want no humans. How do you get rid of humans? Get rid of the food supply, not allow them in the wildlands area, which is going to encompass close to 75% of our country. I mean, on and on, and you start looking at it. And when do you finally stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, I am a human being. I belong on this earth. I was put on this earth by God to take care of it, not destroy it like all of the Greens and the sustainabilists are doing.
And they're elevating nature over man, which is, you probably know, that's what my friend Dr. Mark Musser wrote an excellent book on called Nazi Ecology. Nazi Ecology. So Hitler, due to his pantheistic, humanistic, cosmic humanist, New Age worldview, elevated nature over man. And so, excuse me, they're doing it again. Man is to serve nature versus nature serving man. They flipped everything upside down. You're absolutely right. Let me go real quick to an audio. I don't guess you guys can see my computer today from what they're telling me, so you guys won't be able to see the video, but you'll be able to hear it. I want to play a little bit of an audio. This comes, it's embedded in an article by my friend Leo Holman over at leoholman.com. It's called Globalist Death Cult Launches All-Out War on the Essential Elements of Life. And I want you to listen to this, a little bit of this. Yeah, you can. This is coming from my friend Mike Adams. I'm going to put my mic down here so you can hear it. Listen to a little of this, guys. Listen. And I'll have Kathleen comment. Listen to this.
Elements, they're the building blocks of everything that exists in our world. They're the building blocks even of life. The elements form molecules, and those molecules are animated with life and consciousness and intent and creativity. That is life, a gift from God, but expressed through the physical matter of our realm, and that physical matter can be broken down into elements. As you can see from the table of elements. Those elements include hydrogen, helium, and then things like carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, magnesium, right? All the metals and the nutritive minerals are elements. And without those elements, we cannot survive. So when the globalists attack elements, they are attacking life on planet Earth. Welcome to this special video report, The Globalist War on the Elements of Life. So you've probably heard the phrase, the war on carbon. And we've been told that carbon's bad. Carbon is found in carbon dioxide, and the EPA has declared carbon dioxide to be a pollutant. Well, did you also realize that we are carbon-based life forms? And in fact, all life that we know of in the cosmos is carbon-based life. All the life on planet Earth, the pollinators, the insects, the microbes, humans, primates, animals, the dolphins and whales, the fish in the sea, everything is based on carbon. So a war on carbon is a war on life. And did you know that most of the molecules that you need to live, such as, let's say, vitamin C, is based on carbon? Did you know that medicinal herbs are all carbon-based molecules? And did you know that plants need carbon in order to survive? And that food crops need carbon in order to produce food? So a war on carbon is a war on food. And a war on carbon dioxide is a war not just on food and crop production. It's also a war on oxygen, because carbon dioxide, of course, contains both carbon and oxygen. And without oxygen, none of us can breathe. The animals would asphyxiate and die. Even the dolphins and the whales and the insects and the pollinators, they would all die without oxygen. So when the powers that be declare war on carbon and war on carbon dioxide, they are declaring war on the two most important elements for life as we know it on this planet. They are, in effect, declaring that they are on the side of death. They are part of a death cult. And in that death cult, they wish to see the total destruction of life on Earth. Now, they've come to realize that one of the easiest ways to accomplish mass death is through mass starvation. So they are attacking the food supply by trying to remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. This is a terraforming operation that's known as carbon sequestration. They have large machines that pull carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, turn it into a liquid, they pump it through pipelines, and then store it underground in order to deprive the world's crops of access to CO2. Now, why does this matter? Because of photosynthesis. Because photosynthesis, which is the single most important biological process on planet Earth, requires carbon dioxide as one of its three inputs. Photosynthesis needs carbon dioxide, sunlight, and water. With these three things, plants can produce food, plants can produce their own structures, stalks, stems, leaves, pollen, flowers, fruit, nuts, and so on, and roots. But they need photosynthesis to function, and photosynthesis needs sunlight and carbon dioxide and water. Well, the globalists are at war with two out of those three. They're at war with sunlight. They say there's too much sunlight, and they want to dim the sun through something called stratospheric aerosol injection to block the sun, to literally reduce the amount of sunlight reaching the surface of the Earth. And they also want to block carbon dioxide through carbon sequestration, like I just mentioned. In doing so, they would cause an ecological collapse, a mass extinction event on planet Earth, the likes of which has never been seen in the...
Pretty amazing. You want to comment before we go to break and take calls, Kathleen?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, these people are Marxists. Their whole plan is Marxist, isn't it? And Marxism only destroys. So once you realize that, you know where they're going. And it's rather like in the Bible, Satan knows that he knows the book. He's read the book. He knows the ending. Yet he's going for it anyway, right?
That's right.
So these people know that they're collapsing civilization. They're still going for it. I mean, these are not stupid people.
No, they're demonic people. 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments with Kathleen.
In March of 2022, Biden signed an executive order dealing with cryptocurrencies. The Federal Reserve and the Secretary of the Treasury are all talking about America moving to digital currencies. Many nations are now talking about moving to digital currency. My friends, I've been warning folks for years that when they go to a digital currency combined with social credit scores, they'll be able to turn you off, turn off your bank account, just like that. We saw recently in Canada where they implemented emergency powers and began to seize the bank accounts of people that simply were doing peaceful protesting in favor of freedom and liberty. We already know that in America, we who are patriotic conservative Christians have been deemed domestic terrorists for showing up at school board meetings and letting our school boards know we don't want our children taught Marxism under the guise of critical race theory. We don't want the mandated mask onto our children. We don't want mandated vaccines. And yet, that has many labeled by the FBI as potential or actually domestic terrorist. We now know that the World Economic Forum, openly in their own documents, is calling for a digital currency and digital ID for everyone in the world. And we know the Biden regime is fully on board. They openly state that your digital identity will be tied to social credit scores and your ability to get a loan will be tied to that information. Why would you be under the thumb of the globalists and the elite when you already know what it is they're saying about you and what they're doing in America and around the world? Why would you leave yourself vulnerable to them turning off your account, leaving you helpless? My friends, I believe this is where precious metals come in. I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And for years, I've been advising my audience to take seriously becoming educated on the issue of precious metals, and particularly numismatic. Many people don't even know what numismatic coins are. They're coins that are 1933 and older, and by law, they're private. It's a great way, I believe, for people to store their wealth, not to make money, but to protect your money as a hedge against inflation. If you want to get a free report with no obligation, I urge you to call my friend Wes Peters. I've been working with Swiss America as a sponsor of our organization and conferences for over 15 years. Wes is a retired Marine. You can text him your name and number, and he'll send you the packet of information, no obligation. You don't even have to call him. You can simply text his cell phone at 602-558-8585. Give him your mailing address. Say, I want the free packet of information Brandon talked about, and it'll be on its way. Just text him your name and address to 602-558-8585. Then after you get the packet of information, go through it, and when you're ready to have your questions answered, you can call Wes back. That number again to text your name and address to get the free packet of information that's no obligation is 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Don't you think you've been given plenty of warning for what's coming? Isn't it time for a prudent man, a wise man, to take refuge?
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. We're going to go to the phone lines. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Kathleen is with the American Policy Center, AmericanPolicy.org, AmericanPolicy.org. Again, number 1-800-347-9829. Let me remind you, we just opened up today a new line for you to make orders only. It's not a customer service line. That's the same number that you've been using. This is an order-only number to make it easier on many of our folks that have said, I just don't do online orders, but I don't want to be left out. So we do have an order number line for you now for someone that will answer. 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357, and that's where you can place an order for our resources that you see on our website at wvwtvstore.com. So any of the resources you see on wvwtvstore.com, you can also order those over the phone with this new order line that someone will answer. During normal business hours, though, 9 to 5, only 9 to 5, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 1-800-347-9829. Let's start out with Mark, line 2, Mark from Pennsylvania. What are your thoughts about what you're hearing with this Ford plant in Tennessee, Mark?
Why, We had a battery plant up here in Pennsylvania about, well, it's been years ago because I think it's been closed for about 35 years now. But the ground is still saturated. They got it surrounded, marked dangerous on the fence. And when it was up and running, there was people having all kinds of medical issues over it. So I would suggest that they do some research on this before they go on with it.
Wow. Kathleen, you want to comment before we go back to the phone lines?
Oh, absolutely, I want to comment. The batteries back then weren't as dangerous as the ones they are building right now. So, and they know that. Don't say they need to do some research. They did the research. You got to think of the evil that is behind these things.
Wow. Robert, line 1. Robert, thanks for calling in, Robert. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Robert.
My question is, if the globalists wish to annihilate humanity, what are they going to do about it? Aren't they kind of committing suicide?
I'm sorry, you broke up. If they want to eliminate humanity, what are they going to do about what? I'm sorry?
what are they going to do with themselves, with the processes in which they are instrumenting and eliminating humanity?
Well, the rules don't apply to them. The rules don't apply to them. Remember, they fly around in their jets. They fly around in their jets. They live a life that they have their yachts and their helicopters. The rules don't apply to them, right, Kathleen?
Well, yes and no. I mean, if they destroy this world, they're not going to live either. But that sort of goes back to my comment about Satan. But it's also they believe in technocracy and AI, and they're going to transmutate themselves into semi-robot, semi-human, and survive. I don't know. I mean, they really, like I say, Marxism is only destructive.
Yeah, and with the transhumanism, you know, they think that they can live forever and avoid, I guess, God's judgment is their ultimate purpose in living forever. But, of course, some of them, of course, being New Agers and believing in cosmic humanism, they believe that this is, again, part of their good karma, and they're sacrificing themselves at will, I guess, to Mother Earth, which they, I guess, believe through good karma will benefit them on their spiritual path of spiritual evolution. Who you know, I guess it depends on the group you're talking to, but certainly transhumanism, a lot of these guys think they're going to live forever with the technology available. Let's go to, isn't that, by the way, the lie of Satan? You will not die, he said to Eve, you will not die. Let's go to Tom in Connecticut. Tom, thanks for calling in today, Tom.
Hi, how are you doing? I got three things for you. Those round things, they're called rotaries. I got tons of them in Massachusetts. They have for decades. As far as I caught the tail end of your New London, talking about the eminent domain in that area, I'm not sure if you had mentioned it, but that area, the project that they took all those people's properties from, they never ended up going through it. So there's blocks in that area that are just with no houses and just empty land over there.
Hmm. Wow.
It just sits there. The only plant, the only thing that was actually built over there was a building they were going to use for Pfizer, which did not get used, and GD, General Dynamics, which is the largest builder of submarines in the United States, has offices in that building. But it's has no impact on that area as far as how much land they took.
Interesting. Let's go to Joe. Joe in Iowa. Joe, thanks for calling in. Line four, Joe.
Yeah, thank you very much for the program today, sir. A couple comments. One, yeah, Leo Omen said it best. This is it is a death cult. It is entirely the end game of Satan is death, period. That is it. And also with specifically relating to farmers, I'm a farmer here in central Iowa, and we just had 3 acres. We're put into a hay field. We had soil tests. One of the top chemicals we now have to put in is sulfur. You used to never have to put sulfur in the land because when you're running diesel tractors, the sulfur is put out, lands on the plants, gets into the ground. That is one of the number one fertilizers we now have to add. There's unintended consequences when we start removing what we think is, oh, we need to get rid of the carbon. The earth needs carbon. It's starving for carbon.
Well, I also, that's a great call. Thank you. I also was listening to more of this documentary by Mike Adams and talking about the urine that cattle put out can also, I guess there's a debate about this, but I was reading more about it today just to verify it. But the urine, they're now claiming that not only the methane gas cattle put out, but the urine they put out is bad. So we got to ban cattle because of the methane gas and the urine. But yet there's some studies, Kathleen, that shows that the urine is actually good for this farmland. What are your thoughts?
Well, God didn't make those animals to be damaging to the earth. If he made cattle, what they produce does not damage the earth. I don't have the scientific facts, but they've done this for years. What is damaging the earth is all this technocracy, all of these mechanical things they're using. They're totally and the taking the carbon out of the air is, I mean, it's totally asinine. And I keep saying people need to wake up. We are waking up a lot of people finally with telling all these things. but they've got to wake up faster and say no to these things. And
by the way, folks, we're out of time, but you can help people wake up by sending them to AmericanPolicy.org, where she has her article. Thanks, Kathleen.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hello, I'm Brannon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products, not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com. And use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.